this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. We are out of school and on summer vacation.
Hi, guys.
And I've got Maxwell here. Alex right now is in Oregon singing with the Keystone State Boy Choir, having the time of his life.
And I got left behind.
And Max got left behind, but one of the pluses of being left behind is that you get the podcast mic all to yourself, young man. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so sit down, step up to the mic. You don't have to get super close. That's plenty close. It'll pick you right up.
Okay.
This is the first time we've done this in the studio since the very first one.
And then some episodes. I remember I think it was one of the first with Alex where we talked about if Disney was gonna buy Warner Brothers and DC.
That's right. But now we're not in the car, so we can't say let's get the show on the road. But
we can get the show off the road, I guess.
Yes,
and
we
in
can.
The house.
That's right. And
let's get the show in the house.
Let's get that doesn't work. So,
nah.
So you have a topic that's really, I'm telling you, you guys, this has been bothering him for about 3 days now. Let's get it off your chest, and that is what?
Okay, so I've seen I'm someone who uses YouTube a lot, and I've seen the over 9,000 joke. I'm even a big fan of Dragon Ball Z.
And where did you see this joke most recently that really set you off?
Well, I don't really want to say because it's kind of copyrighted, I guess.
I'll protect you from copyright. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Good Mythical Morning. I'm just saying it's a really good show. I'm not saying it's bad. It's really
We're
good.
We're not saying anything bad about Rhett and Link.
But I saw they were doing an episode on called Do These Sounds Make You Angry, and the top of it was I feel like my anger level is over 9,000.
And that
now
set you off.
And I have 3 rules that say that I think you should follow, and but actually technically 4 rules, and the 4th one overrules all of the other rules, because the one.
So you've got 3 rules to using the over 9,000 Dragon Ball Z meme,
and
right?
The
4th rule overrules all 3 rules.
Yes.
Have I summed this up?
Yep.
So there's really 4 rules.
Yep. The first rule is...
Okay, let me hear. What's the rules of the Dragon Ball
the
Z
first,
over 9,000 meme?
These are just my made-up ones, and I'm just saying I don't want to say... If you have used it in a way that don't follow these rules, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying these are how I hope it can be used.
This is how you could do it better next time.
Yeah.
There you go. Constructive. Go ahead. Rule number one.
Rule number one is know what you're making the joke off of. You can't say your friend says something about, like, his power level's over 9,000. And then you're like, oh, that'd be... And you're someone who does maybe a podcast or a YouTube channel, and you're like, that would be good. That's a good meme. I could use that.
Yeah.
And without knowing any origins of what it came from. The second...
So know what you're talking about.
The second...
Don't try to describe a Kiss concert if you've never seen one. And I hope Anita Bryant never ever sings one of my songs. Go ahead.
The second rule is make so... I know. And not me.
Go ahead.
You're going to have to explain it to me.
Rule number 2.
Rule number two is at least have some kind of, at least some kind of breaking. Like, it could be your mind breaking, it could be something breaking, it could even be a breaking sound. But I want to say, stay at least somewhat true to it.
Something has to break.
In a way.
How about breaking news?
Yeah, it could even be breaking news.
Okay.
Anything with breaking in it.
Something's got
it. It could even be Breaking Bad. I crack myself up.
It's over 9,000 milligrams. Go ahead. Now, we've got two rules so far. Know what you're talking about, and something has to break. And rule number three.
Rule number three is have the, and this is something that a lot of people don't mess up, but have something to it has to also describe something, in a way.
The 9,000 has to describe something.
In a way.
Okay, can you be more clear on that one?
Well,
People are looking to you for clarity. They're looking for you for guidance and leadership.
Help
them out.
This is one that I don't see. Use the nine. Use the... Those. It's over 9,000. So use at least some kind of... Use at least some kind of tribute to Dragon Ball Z. At least maybe in the beginning, say... This is based off Dragon Ball Z, or have maybe Vegeta make a cameo, Nappa, Goku, whatever. Have Dragon Ball Z in it. And the last one. This is because I saw a YouTube video that was really good and funny, because it's over one. And these don't really follow some of the rules, because it doesn't really break anything. It's not really staying true to, in a way, staying true to the topic, and it doesn't do it. But that's where the fourth rule comes in.
The fourth rule being,
if it's all Dragon Ball Z, everything's right, and if everything's right from the Dragon Ball Z scenario, but the over 9,000, and then it outrules all of them, because it shows that you know at least something about Dragon Ball Z. And its origins, and that's why I think the only way to really outlaw them is have Vegeta, Nappa, and Goku, and have it and have all the scenes, but with maybe a voice change. And that's okay, because it's one little thing, and it's made for laughs and. Yeah.
That fourth rule sounds pretty definitive. Okay, so you told me the other day you wanted to talk about this. So I have prepared a list of Dragon Ball Z over 9,000 memes, and I want you to tell me thumbs up or thumbs down.
And
you ready?
Why?
And why? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know I was going to do this?
No.
No, I'm surprising you, aren't
I? I can't believe you've been watching YouTube.
I just made these up on my own.
Okay.
These are just little one-liners that I've made up, and you can tell me if I'm doing it right. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is a teacher at school. Maxwell, I've got your test scores back, and guess what? It's over 9,000!
Thumbs down.
Wait a minute. Maxwell, I've got your test back, and it's over 9,000. You've broken a school record. Now, I got something breaking in there. Now, thumbs up, right? Rule number two saves me.
No, just because rule number two, you got one thing right, doesn't mean that if, say, the other rules, doesn't mean that it's all right. If there's a thumbs down, if there's two thumbs down, that overrules the one thumbs up.
But what about rule number four? That saves me, because I only had one thing wrong. Rule four.
What? How does it follow rule number four, then?
Because all I had was one thing wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, wait, wait, no.
Let's go on. Let's go on to the second.
And you don't know about the scenario. It doesn't really have. It doesn't. I just say thumbs down.
Okay, thumbs down. Number two. All right. Max, I'm sorry to tell you, we just recorded our last show. It's over. It's over. Hey, Comics Kids, it's over. It's over 9,000.
Thumbs down.
What?
Thumbs down.
No, I'm...
Okay, there's one reason. I'm not even going to say any of the rules for this one. It makes no sense. Okay, so how does 9,000 have to be mixed into that?
Something's got to break. My heart is breaking for you because this show is over. It's over 9,000.
You changed it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to learn
Dad,
from you. What?
What? The first one is the only one, so number two, you didn't follow number two, even though you corrected it the second time, you still only have one shot at this.
You're a real hard nose, you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, give me
thumbs
one.
Thumbs down.
Okay. Here's my geekometer. I've got it pointing at you. And guess what?
What?
It's over 9,000! Now, does that work?
Yeah, because it's telling me I'm a geek. because it's making me sound like a geek.
Yeah, and you actually pride yourself on your geekiness.
Like, this is what I would do. Like,
why are you getting undressed?
I don't know.
Keep your shirt on.
Cut that out.
My God, you guys don't know what it's been like with him all summer long. It's like living with the streak. I'll turn around, and all of a sudden, he's just shedding clothes. Well, I'll cut that out. Don't worry, I'll cut that out. I'll cut that out. So, I get a fourth try? I got one right.
Yeah, that one was right because it showed, and no, this is what I would do. Okay, a bully, this is what you do. A bully comes up to you, he says, "Hey, geek," and I said, "Oh, thank you for noticing." Thank you so much.
I'll cut that part too. So, Max gets bullied very seldom at school because the bullies know that the outcome is going to be very strange.
I don't get bullied at all.
No, I know. I'm good. In all seriousness, I'm glad about that. So, do I get one more?
Yeah.
I got one right.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better at this. Using your rules, using your method, I can get better at using the Dragon Ball Z over 9,000 meme.
Yeah.
Now, who would be the best character to use with this meme? It would be Broly, right? Vegeta? Gohan.
But you had it right the second.
Vegeta.
Vegeta. Okay, this is why Gohan. Gohan was, Gohan, well, Gohan, I think you were trying to say Goku.
Gohan was the one that shot Han Solo under the desk, right?
I'm just going to let this go.
Okay. By the way. I'll cut this next part out, but I didn't get a chance to tell you, Max.
Yeah.
I checked our stats. You know how many people have downloaded and listened to the... Don't worry, I'll cut this out.
Yeah.
You know how many people have downloaded and listened to this podcast as of today?
Yeah.
Over 9,000!
Dad. It's already over 9,000! Dad, it's like 500,000!
But that is over 9,000. And I included the breaking sound effect. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I say thumbs up. I liked that.
Okay, so...
That was good.
That was a good one. We have proven that...
Wait, I want to say, using my method, now I have actually thought of one for you.
Hello!
Hi, Mom!
Well, okay. Groceries are home. We gotta pack in groceries.
Wait.
Do it quick.
Before we do it.
Do it quick.
Okay, Dad, this is the rules, okay?
Let me listen.
Okay, this is it.
Go.
Yeah, but what does... Okay, so it's usually... Vegeta, what did the scouter say about his power? Now, actually, I'm going to have you guys answer this in the comments.
Okay.
See if, tell me if this is good.
Okay.
Nappa, what does this the Scouter say about his power level? It's over 900. It's over zero.
Okay, we got to go help groceries. Wrap it up, do the closing of the show.
Speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother who's about 600 miles away.
Yeah, over 9,000 miles away.
Who's about over 9,000 miles away. Goodbye, buddy.